mai tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai nā ko Gilly Clark, tēnei kōrero atene ki a koutou. I tēnei wahanga ke konei tāku kai kōrero ko Mary Ann Baker, i ngā wenerei katoa e kōrero atunau kia ia mō ngā wahanga i roto i tāna nei mahi. Ke konei e mahi nei Ngāti Hine, ngari ngā tahi o ngā hararei kei konea no e e ki kaitāia nei mahi nei roto i te tahi o ngā toa o Far North Pharmacy. Ngari i aia nei e noho mai nei e i runga te tūru i Ngāti Hine. Kamu te huama e hakarongo mai ena koutou ki ngā rongoa, ngā āhuatanga e pāna, ngari wene ki ko ngā taringa. Nā, koia tēnā, kei konei māua e kōrero ana. Oh, kia ora to you, Mary Ann, how are you today?
Good, girly, very good. And I heard you say there, yes, we're doing the ears today. And that was the call from the people to look at ears, how to take care of them when dealing also with earwax or ear in general and glue ear. So I thought, you know, using what they call our Pharmacy Today books and the Health Navigator, I'll go through some ear conditions. And so very simply, the top tips for healthy ears, because all ear infections, inflammation, glue ear, earwax buildup are all common ear problems, especially in children, although sometimes in adults, but not all ear problems can be prevented, but there's few ways you can look after your ears and your whānau's ears. So one is reduce the risk during childhood. This is done by breastfeeding for the first 3 to 6 months, being smoke-free, keeping the home warm and dry, and staying up to date with vaccinations. Making sure your child gets the before school check and has their free hearing test. Secondly, don't put anything in your ears. Avoid damaging these ears by not putting it inside the ear canal, including cotton wool buds. Use a swimming cap or earplug, because outer ear infection or inflammation, also known as otitis externa or swimmer's ears, is often seen when people have been in swimming or in the shower too long or whose ears get wet a lot. Mm. You reduce the risk by covering your ears when you swim and drying your outer ear well when you get out of the water. And that's important, especially up in Kaitaia, because of all the people who go into the sea and get kaimoana as well. Diving is such a beautiful place. The water gets into your ears, so you have to turn your head to the side and pull your earlobe in different directions to help drain the water out.
Mm.
Fourth, the managing of wax buildup is important, and you need frequent treatment to remove it when it becomes a problem. Regular use of olive oil drops, 2 to 3 drops in each ear once a week, may reduce the buildup of wax. This can be useful also if you use hearing aids or earplugs.
Oh.
Giving your ears a... Yeah, that's right. So don't have to go and get any other drops, you just can use olive oil. So you have to also give your ears a rest from ear devices such as earplugs, hearing aids and in-ear headphones, because excessive use may contribute to outer ear infections or inflammation. And finally, you have to visit your healthcare professional. If you're concerned about you or your child's ear health or hearing, visit the GP, practice nurse or outreach clinic. Sometimes conditions such as glue ear have few or no symptoms, so this can be easy to miss. You should also visit your GP if you have symptoms such as severe ear pain. And I must add in there too, the nurse practitioners, because we have many of those in our areas of Kaitaia and the Far North. Ear discharge that is white, yellow, clear or bloody or has lasted more than 5 days, and especially if you can't hear clearly. You can always call also for free the helpline 0800 611 116 if you're not sure what to do. The free helpline is there for all of us as individuals and particularly as whānau.
Mm.
So when you're looking at maybe treating these things, for earwax, there's over-the-counter preparations that can soften the earwax or irrigate the ear that can be purchased from the pharmacies usually, including knowing that ear candles are not really recommended as evidence for the effectiveness is lacking and risk of burns is high. For the swimmer's ears, when you get your sore ears from being in the water too much, they do have drops for swimmer's ears, such as AudiClean or Vosyl. That can be purchased from the chemist. Sometimes the doctors will give that to you as well. And you have to go to a doctor if there's pain because the bacterial infection has to be treated. The otitis media is important to refer children to a doctor who will investigate further because chronic unrelieved pressure within the ear may result in glue ear. And what's the glue ear? It's the type of chronic otitis media. And the listeners have asked for that. To know more about it, it's a long-term buildup of thick or sticky fluid in the middle ear behind the eardrum, causing hearing loss, which may affect socialisation skills and or learning ability, especially if the hearing loss is not recognised in childhood. So when you think someone has got even glue ear and they're getting treated, how can you help the child with glue ear? You must get the child's attention before you speak to them. Try to minimise background noise. Make sure your child can see your face when you are speaking. Look at your child when you speak. Speak slowly, clearly and slightly louder than normal. Understand that hearing problems may cause your child's behaviour to change. If your child goes to school or preschool, you must tell the teacher about their glue ear and hearing problems because the teachers can help to seat your child at the front of the class. Mm-hmm. So the last thing there on the glue ear, which was asked about, is how can I prevent the glue ear? Well, the health navigator says it's not easy, but these may help reduce the risk. Again, breastfeed your baby for as long as you can. At least 3 to 6 months is protective against the early development of ear infections because breastfeeding boosts the immune system, the defence against harmful germs. Hold baby upright if you're bottle feeding. Avoid using a dummy after the age of 11 months because this increases the risk of your child developing glue ear. Speak mic-free. Keep the rooms warm and dry. And always see your doctor, nurse practitioner or mobile hearing clinic if your baby or child has sore ears, making sure they get the before school check, their hearing tested, and they get vaccinated and kept up to date. Oh. So, yeah, that's quite a lot. But
Yes, I can see it's quite a lot, all right, Mary Ann. You know, Mary Ann, asking you this question is that... you know, with generations of families, when they get glue ear, does that apply with some of these families that have it?
You're thinking about, is it genetic?
Yes.
Genetic, because it occurs when the middle ear gets blocked and fills with a glue-like fluid. It's caused by a cold, a blocked nose, swollen adenoids, allergies, or tobacco smoke. So not genetic. That's why you've got to be smoke-free, have a warm and good warm house, but you get a cold. And sometimes I think what I've noticed is the pharmacist dispensing also antibiotics for glue ears, they can reoccur, like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, it can happen. And then in the end sometimes, you know, people go on and get grommets. Glue ears, this is where they last for more than 3 months. You have to persevere, but also some people believe in giving alternative medicines like probiotics, natural supplements to help, and that's a discussion you have with your natural healers and the pharmacists and the GPs and always say what you're using, but definitely that's what causes it, and it can get better, usually gets better without treatment. But sometimes it can cause hearing loss. That's why you shouldn't delay and get it checked out because you can, get deaf. So if you're worried about them, you've got to take them to that doctor, practice nurse, hearing clinic, nurse practitioner, And you see in the symptoms, you know, they want the volume turned up. They have problem with speech and language development. Although the fluid doesn't usually cause pain, they have sleep disturbance. You think they're not listening to you or they're ignoring you. You're having to repeat yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, so those are those symptoms. That's why it's important to raise Blue Air on the radio today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mary Ann. You've covered quite a bit on this with ears and for listeners that are listening to this, especially mothers with the young babies and up-and-coming families that are want to hear this. This is of great value to them.
Aye.
Kia ora mai anō, Mary Ann. I'll hear you next week with another subject on it or enlarge it for a bit more.
Yeah, I might enlarge on maybe middle ear or hearing aids, wax filled up.
Oh, lovely. Kia ora mai anō, kia koe, Mary Ann.
Kia ora.
Yes.